Neil Levesque, Executive Director, Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College. Is Iowa caucus probably not going to be, not surviving the chopping block for the National Democrats, probably, but what are your thoughts? Let's start on New Hampshire. Do you think Democrats are going to preserve and protect and respect New Hampshire's first in the nation primary, or is Nevada going to make a play here?
I think the committee today, the smaller committee today, will probably vote to put other states ahead of New Hampshire, frankly. And I think that it's probably driven a lot by the White House. You have both the president and the vice president who didn't do well here. They don't want to have a competition in a state like New Hampshire if they're going to have a competition at all.
So you're pessimistic.
We're a party boss. Oh, yeah. They'd rather go to a state where, you know, Congressman Clyburn says, okay, you're going to vote for Joe Biden, and everybody votes for Joe Biden. And he's already signaled he's going to vote for – if Biden doesn't run, he's going to endorse Harris. So it's much better for the two people in the White House to have other states other than New Hampshire. So that's the first thing.
Is this thing from a Democrat point of view should – you know, because we had Ray Buckley on before the midterms, and I asked him, chairman of the Democrats, he said, well, the Secretary of State here, but that's another dynamic. We have that Secretary of State's vote next week, and there's a battle going on within the State House. But Dave Scanlon has said, and that's by legislative mandate or order or law, that New Hampshire, the Secretary of State, must set our primary first. So if Nevada sets a date, I'm being hypothetical, you know, February, whatever, New Hampshire moves ahead of it. But the Democrat National Committee can kind of, you know, not sanction that, right?
Yes, they can say that our electors or our delegates will not be seated at the convention. They can do all kinds of things like that. But it is a statewide election. It's run by the state, so that's correct. Remember that what the committee does today, the whole Democratic National Committee will have to vote on, I think it's in about a month. So there's another opportunity to roll back a bad vote today.
Well,
so there's opportunities there, but I think the main thing here is if they don't do it, it'll be because of the election a few weeks ago, where it would be sort of a slap in the face to the Democratic delegation here to do this. But I think, remember, you know, if you're the White House chief of staff, do you really want the president of the United States potentially being challenged in a state like New Hampshire or in a state where he came in fifth? They're not going to reward New Hampshire.
I don't disagree with you. Happening. You don't. You sound pessimistic.
I am.
Okay.
I am not that we won't have the first in the nation presidential primary,
but it just won't be. You know, it has to be.
I think it's going to be messy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like saying you're still going to have the tournament, but no pros are coming here, right?
Well, I think the pros still come here, and I think that the real problem for the president is if he decides he's going to run again, and there's someone in the party who's rather ambitious and says, you know, I don't think that someone of that age should run. And let's face it, he doesn't have great numbers. He could be challenged here by somebody of a great unknown. It could be like a former member of Congress or something, and could be challenged here in New Hampshire. We've seen this in the past. This is not a new movie.
Yeah, interesting. Neil Levesque, before I let you go, we had Anna Brown earlier, Citizens Count. I'm not sure you're paying granular focus and attention on the New Hampshire State House, but the House Speaker's vote next week, Secretary of State vote by this, because this the House of Representatives is like razor thin. I mean, it's like 50-50, and like slight maybe by a seat or two, right? Republicans? I mean, these votes are up in the air, aren't they?
They are, and this all comes to who shows up. You know,
right.
A lot of the times parties don't have somebody to put on the ballot to run, and so they say, look, you just have to show up for the things that are really the really important votes. But a lot of them maybe are sick or they're away or, you know, Organization Day wasn't on the calendar, and so now they have to show up. And so it's a matter of not only figuring out who these people are and where your votes are, but getting them to the state house that day.
Yeah. Interesting. What else? Anything else catching your eye?
Well, you know, the speaker race in Washington, I think, is interesting because if McCarthy, he's got to get that 218, and if somebody says I'm and votes present, it could really screw things up. And the far right, for example, could rather hold him hostage to a degree where the messaging and the sort of all the themes coming out of the Republicans in the next couple of months could be all sort of hijacked by certain groups in the party.
Interesting. Interesting. Real quickly, only because I'm in the mood. It's fun. Neil Levesque, Institute of Politics. I had, it's interesting, yesterday here, this show, which why it works, I think. We have both sides of the aisle. We had Caroline Leavitt, the Republican kind of firecracker who won that primary and was defeated by Chris Pappas in the first district. And I just had Representative Chris Pappas on the show live, and I asked him at the end his reflections because he didn't win by a little. In the end, he won by more than many, many, many people thought, pundit-wise and poll-wise. But one of the things Caroline Leavitt said yesterday in the show, which is very interesting, an honest reflection, she said she was really surprised at the youth, the younger, the energy in the Democratic Party with younger voters. And she saw it when she voted in Hampton. And she gave credit to the Democrat State Party where credit's due. They energized, they're machine of getting vote out, same-day registrations, getting people to vote, younger people, where she said the Republican State Party really is kind of AWOL on that. And I thought it was an interesting, honest observation. And one story that no one's talking about, I mean, I haven't seen Michael Graham at New Hampshire Journal, maybe he has, but you have this dynamic, Neil, that you're acutely aware of. You have Governor Chris Sununu, who you've constantly said, and you correctly said this, is really the number one Republican heavyweight of New Hampshire. He's kind of the Ron DeSantis of Florida. He got reelected to a fourth two-year term. He was the only Republican standing, if you will. There's not even a Republican in second place close to him, I think you'd agree. We didn't see the coattails per se. We saw independent voters split off after voting for Sununu to get reelected. But you and I know that there's no love lost between the Trump camp here in New Hampshire and Sununu. We've had Corey Lewandowski on the show. We've had Governor Sununu taking shots back when Trump and through Corey Lewandowski questioned if Governor Sununu should have been reelected, you know, get a challenger. You know what I'm talking about. So Sununu kind of inherited the Trump chairperson of the state Republican Party here. But he's the governor. Is there a shakeup coming for the state Republican Party? And do you think the state Republicans will ever hire an executive director and pay that person, him or her, full-time salary like Ray Buckley, the Democrats? Are they going to learn that maybe there's something Democrats do better than Republicans statewide in terms of getting the vote out, and they're much more professional about it? Do you think there's a shakeup coming in the state Republican Party or not?
Well, I think that Sununu really needs to take a look at that. I mean, he's the governor, he's the leader of the party, and he would have a say in how it moves forward. I think when you have losses like they had, and they really did, it was the Democrats, for all intents and purposes, should have lost. If you look at some of the numbers, and you look at the economy, and you look at the president's numbers, and they didn't. And what is it? Why is it that they didn't? Did they not focus on those young voters? Is it the abortion issue? Is it other issues that are really taking shape? I don't see that the Republican Party has necessarily sort of said, you know, let's take a good look at what happened and see why we didn't win and evolve. They don't do that. They sort of blame others. And I think that there could be some changes there. I think it's up to Sununu to sort of do that, and he's in the position to do it. It's interesting that someone who was not running on the Trump themes won overwhelmingly and got 70,000 more votes in New Hampshire, this is Sununu, than the people who are running on those same Trump themes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Neil Levesque, catch you real soon, Institute of Politics, St. Anselm College. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Jack.